Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and as we do on Wednesdays, it's time to check in with communications professor Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, who is joining us from the Encouragement Lab again this week. Dr. Hadabaugh, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, and you look happy and healthy, which is a good thing, so hopefully.
Quarantined in the lab.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Must be agreeing with you because you look good. So we're glad that you're with us. This week, you are talking about how to avoid the crazy. I'm going to take notes this week more than I usually do.
So first of all, it's kind of a cool side note. You know, quarantine, the word quarantine means like 40. We used to quarantine ships for 40 days.
Okay.
So the word quarter, you know, is 1/4. So quarantine. Right. So we used to so when ships came into port that had disease on them, they would put them in the corner of the harbor and say, you got to stay there 40 days till everybody either dies or they get healthy.
Okay.
And then we'll let you in. So So 40 days. Can you imagine on a ship for 40 days with people that?
No.
Yeah.
I cannot.
It could get worse. It could get worse.
I suppose it could, but interesting. Okay. And so. So in these days of social distancing, physical distancing, and quarantine, what can we do to avoid the crazy?
Avoid the crazy. So the crazy's going on, and it's out there. It's as crazy as this actual virus. And believe it or not, Scott, there are people out there that are saying and doing things that make no sense. Can you believe that?
Well, I'm not surprised, I guess, but it's hard to believe. I hear you, yeah.
So just on the macro sense, I just read yesterday that to overcome one of the problems that's associated with the country of Russia, Vladimir Putin's country, has outlawed divorce.
Oh, during this time?
Exactly. You can't get divorced right now, no matter how bad it is at home. Forget that, because then they can say, well, look, this hasn't, you know, that's the way you manipulate data, right, as well.
Right.
No one's getting divorced in our country. They're loving each other.
Yeah.
So that's just one crazy example that I can use that won't, like, step on anybody's toes. But,
right.
You know, I were talking, you know, earlier about the fact that, you know, there's a lot of crazy posts being put on Facebook and other places that may or may not be data-driven. And, you know, another comparison that I've seen is there's some crazy comparisons out there about what different media outlets say when one person says something, it's reported this way. And when another person says the exact same thing, it's reported completely different.
Right. We've seen that.
And,
that's true.
Yeah. So it's just fascinating, right? And so instead of, you know, we could spend forever trying to, you know, dial in who's right and who's wrong on this.
Right. True.
Right?
That's true. So how do we, I guess, so back to the topic, how do we avoid it? I guess, should we avoid it or should we just jump in with both feet?
Well, is be attentive. Listen carefully to people, but don't take it to heart. I've learned this as a counselor and coach, is that I get one side of the story often, and it's real easy to hear a side of a story and go, oh, yeah, you're right. Well,
right.
I now have bought into whatever their story is, whether or not it's true or not. Without really verifying, and I'll be honest, I'm a little jaded at this point. I've done literally, you know, one of my part-time jobs is I'm a counselor at an agency right now.
Sure.
And I've been around, I do a lot of relationship counseling is what I do. And I've just been around, I get the first side of the story, and I anymore, I'll be honest with you, I don't believe any of it. Now, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to criticize your story. All I'm going to do is say, I see, that's interesting. And I'm going to wait till I get the other half of the story.
Right.
And that's how you avoid the crazy, is you don't internalize it. Now, I know people in my family, in my immediate family, actually, that I can't give any news to right now.
Okay. About what's going on?
About anything.
About it. Okay. I see.
It causes stress.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
And so my guess is that you need to know yourself. And at some point, we all have a cutoff limit where you and I are around news and information all day long. we can probably handle a lot of this crazy news. But other people, they can't. And so they need to learn to self-isolate themselves from the news. That's really good advice, is just to say, you know what, it's time to self-isolate after you've got too much. Or at the very least, just pick your sources and go, I'm only going to listen to these things right now, because to get more than this is going to be confusing and cause the crazy.
Right. Or anxiety, or both.
Yeah.
I suppose, right? So that's a good point.
And then the other thing is, and this is hard to do, it's really hard to regulate, is you need to know, if you're that kind of person, then don't share news, because you're not getting both sides.
Right. Very true.
And that's, as you and I both know, that's one of the problems, is people are sharing stuff from one angle, and they don't realize that there's already a whole nother side to that perspective. And boy, I've seen that a lot. And I've seen it from both sides of the political spectrum and the virus spectrum. And, you know, it's just like, wow, we've just become so over the top, you know,
right,
you know, driven by our decisions, that it's not good for any of us to go. I mean, if you're in the camp for anybody right now, you need to ask yourself the question, am I really a viable voice in this? And I think that's just a truth that we have to recognize.
I think that's true. And Dr. Hadabaugh, from your experience, as you mentioned, from being a counselor, when you hear one side, then hear the other side, do you find that the truth is usually a combination of both stories?
Almost always.
Okay.
Almost always. Now, again, that doesn't mean that it doesn't lean one way or the other.
Right.
But that's, you know, like I said, is that if a voice is pretty loud, you know, if you look at our election results, let's just use that for example.
All right.
We're a pretty split country, and it's a major ideas, right?
Yes.
And so just to discount and say your side is completely wrong about everything, that's a heavy load to throw away. Because I know a lot of smart people, some smart people that I disagree with, that have vastly different opinions than me. And we used to be able to hear those voices and not, like, go crazy over them. But right now, we can't seem to do that. And that's just, to me, sad, is that we can't, you know, so let me use one example over this virus, is this malaria drug. And zithromycin. So combining the malaria drug and the zithromycin has been used with efficacy in France and some other places. Now, I'm not going to talk to the doctor. I just use the word efficacy, and that's about as deep.
Right. That. Right.
So here's what's fascinating to me is not whether or not that drug works, because I think that we're still figuring that out. But I have seen political leaders say two things about that. Number one, it's an amazing drug. It's perfect. It's going to work no matter what.
Right.
And then I've seen people say, well, because you've said that, you can't use that drug in our state. I've seen governors make that call. And I'm like, both of you are wrong, right?
Yeah.
Let's try this. Let's hope it works. And then let's say, okay, we don't know. But just because somebody politically different from you says something, quit, like, trashing it. And that's, I know, as scientists I know and doctors I know are like going, this is crazy. Would they let us make these decisions instead of the politicians right now? And I guess I'm being more political by saying this. But to me, politicians are making these decisions about life and, you know, all these things. And they're not always taking the advice of the people around them. They're saying, let's weigh this from a scientific standpoint, right?
Right. No.
And then I see scientists that say, well, let's weigh this from a scientific standpoint and not from a human relation standpoint. Well, that's more your and I business. And I'm like, well, you can't just say these things to people and expect them to understand or do them. So that's my point here, is that we all have, you know, some of us are truly experts in some fields. We're not experts in all fields.
True.
And to me, that's where the crazy is now I can now make these broad general statements about everything. And that's where it's getting a little crazy.
That's true. Well, speaking facts, everybody, I think that's the key.
Well, yeah, that's hard to do, though.
And prove your sources. Yeah, that's true. Very true. Dr. Hadabaugh, thanks for joining me this week. Always appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
All right. That is Dr. Mike Hadabaugh from the Encouragement Lab. He's with me on Wednesdays right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.